Hey, welcome everyone. You're listening to Southern Solitude, and today we'll be exploring Chapter 6, Part 1 of The Heart is a Lonely Hunter with Inez, Milan, and Alfie. We'll go over a quick recap and then we'll get into the social, historical, and psychological side of things. So, in this chapter, Singer is presented as everyone's psychologist. Mick usually goes to his room just to kill time and have someone to express her inner feelings. Dr. Copeland writes a note to him asking for help about a deaf-mute patient. And finally, Jake Blunt chatted with him accompanied by some beers. But one day in July, Singer suddenly went away without warning. He goes to visit Antonopoulos during his two-week vacation, who was not changed at all and seems more interested in the food at the asylum than anything else. In fact, they ended up not speaking much. Finally, Singer returns to his room and his patients, or friends, ask him the reason of his absence. He smiled and continued as if nothing happened.
I feel like this chapter is pretty calm on the surface, but there's definitely something tense underneath. Like, nothing big really happens, but you can feel something building. For example, when Singer tries to communicate with Antonopoulos but doesn't get a real response. Do you guys get that too?
Yeah, definitely. I think the lack of action actually makes the character's inner problems stand out more. And historically, it makes sense. It's set in the late 30s during the Great Depression in the American South. People were dealing with a lot, economic struggles, limited opportunities, so they were more focused on surviving than expressing how they felt. We can see that in characters like Dr. Copeland or Jake Blount, for example.
Yeah, that context really adds depth. Psychologically, they all seem kind of stuck. They feel things strongly, like loneliness or frustration, but they don't really say it out loud. Everything stays bottled up, and that creates tension. Singer is a great example. He feels happy seeing Antonopoulos, but the connection is one-sided, which is frustrating to read. So even when he feels understood, it's actually more of an illusion than a real connection.
Exactly, and socially, it feels like their environment doesn't really help. Everyone's kind of stuck in their role, like Dr. Copeland in his social position or Mick Kelly in her family situation. All four depend on John Singer, but no one really understands him, which makes the real connection harder. So there's that kind of cycle, everyone believes they are understood, but in reality, no one truly is.
Right. Social norms back then were pretty strict, especially in the South. There were clear expectations about behavior, class, and identity, and it wasn't easy to step outside of that.
And that can really affect people psychologically. If you feel like you can't change your situation or express yourself, you just keep everything inside. In this chapter, you can feel that pressure building, even if nothing dramatic happens.
Yeah, and it's like everyone wants connection, but they don't really know how to get there. They hesitate. It's hard to see that the person Singer trusts the most doesn't really respond to him, which accentuates his loneliness.
And that the hesitation probably comes from the time period too. Back then, especially in traditional communities, showing vulnerability wasn't really encouraged, so people stay quiet instead, like Singer.
And that silence has consequences. It can make you feel really alone, even when you're surrounded by people. In this chapter, the loneliness isn't just physical, it's mental. When you put all of that together, the social pressure, the historical context, and what's going on inside the characters creates a strong sense of tension. Even though the chapter is quiet, it feels like something is slowly building underneath.
I agree. It feels like this part of the novel is setting things up for later. We're starting to really understand the characters and what they're dealing with. Singer pretends everything is normal, Mick just keeps coming to him, and Jake Blunt too. But it seems like he isn't actually understood.
Exactly, it's like a foundation. Especially the historical context, it helps explain why the characters act the way they do.
And psychologically, it shows how unexpressed emotions can build up over time. That's what makes it powerful, even without big dramatic events.
So even though chapter 6 part 1 seems quiet, there's actually a lot going on. The social limits, the historical context, and the characters' internal struggles all connect to the main themes of the novel, especially the idea that people believe they are understood, while in reality they remain deeply alone.
Thanks everyone for the discussion. See you next time!